animals IRL.
He just did it too.
I know, because we do that as a joke on this podcast.
I said that. I never say that for real. She said, "You just said IRL."
Do you not really say that in,
no.
in IRL?
No, but you know, I did. A friend of mine. Hey, Daniel, if you're listening, I'm sure you're frustrated for all sorts
Screw
of other reasons.
Screw you, Daniel.
But
I'm just kidding. You're
we used to say
I don't know you, Daniel.
We used to say dude all the time. Like, it started as a joke, and then we just kept
dude.
Doing it. It's like, no, dude, I'm serious. But
that's
we're
not
talking about
an inside joke.
No, it's not an inside. It wasn't an inside joke,
it's
but
just
it was
an
like
outside
a,
joke.
It was an obvious joke, you know. It was a.
And then that Budweiser commercial came out.
Yeah.
Dude.
I got all my humor from Budweiser and Budweiser.com. Is there humor on Budweiser.com?
Are you talking about the What's Up one?
No.
No, they did a different one.
I think they did. Yeah.
Or yeah, he just says dude all the different ways you can
you're
say
get
like
in on that,
fringe,
that Victorian fringy action.
I used to chew paper all the time.
Oh my god, you're gonna chew paper now? Not during the podcast. Come on.
During the podcast, better believe it.
High in fiber, right?
High in fiber and low in calories.
Yeah.
I have Doritos. If you gotta chew on that.
I have Doritos. I don't want to eat anything right now. Actually,
okay.
I'm gonna make dinner in a minute.
Dinner.
That's right. You just got back from work. You can take it easy. You know, I didn't mean to just get this started like right.
Yeah,
right.
We should.
But
you told
me to be here at
9:30. Penny jar and go to Taco Bell again.
Be good.
All right. If you guys need to go anywhere,
quarters.
You've been drinking.
Nice. That doesn't
okay.
sound like much
what
of a penny
drive?
Jar.
What do you drive?
What do I drive? I drive a black 1991 Volvo Turbo station wagon. It works.
So jealous.
More like
functional.
Volvo, am I right?
It's got a dent in it and a broken speedometer, but I'll get a new instrument panel, and the engine's only like 5 years old, so I'm...
You said instrument.
Uh-huh.
After you said Volvo.
The part of movies I like is the part where there's no talking. There's just stuff happening. It's just interesting images with interesting action.
You know?
That's why I like Samurai Jack. That's why I like... The first half of the Black Stallion. That's why I mean, just there's a solitude or there's a purity to it, and there's like it's all showing, and it's usually more profound emotionally too. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, I don't quite like chewing paper as much as I remembered.
I'm glad I cut off my statement that had to do with the female thing.
I thought he was gonna say something exciting.
I thought he was gonna spit it at
cut
me.
You
he
off
needs
and everything.
He needs a straw.
I have straws, actually.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's so exciting.
You're grasping at straws.
The alcohol goes to the head quicker.
Straws? That doesn't make any sense.
You drink it faster. And you just sip it down.
So what happened
to
say that?
No, it has something to
do... No, it has nothing to do with anything. The alcohol goes
into
your...
It's possible that you could be like aspirating a little bit of carbon dioxide, actually, and that would cause a quicker...
Through the alcohol?
No. From the fact that you're using straw, the straw sort of is your, like, you're sort of somewhat inhaling when you use a straw. You create a low pressure field, you know, and
nah. You'd have to drink so much. You'd have to drink so much. Okay.
What do you mean?
You'd have to have a straw stuck in the thing.
What are you doing? Just
doing that to piss him off.
You'd have to have a straw stuck in the thing, and you'd have to be drinking it for like 20 minutes straight to aspirate any carbon dioxide.
Well, whatever. I've always heard it. Goes to your head quicker.
It's possible that you just drink it faster. People are inclined to do that. To drink things faster. Like if you drink a milkshake, maybe
drink
with a straw.
At once.
You get an ice cream headache.
Brain freeze.
What's your least favorite animal movie?
Me?
What I asked. Yes, you. You're first.
Least favorite animal movie. Oh, Valentine's Day sucks.
Why does Valentine's Day suck so bad to you?
Let me explain something about Valentine's Day. The reason... I don't like Valentine's Day because if I was in a relationship with somebody, I would want them to be romantic with me any given day of the week
and
do special things
for
me instead of having to feel obligated to go out of their way to do something thoughtful. I want it to happen naturally.
Okay.
Valentine's Day can kiss my ass.
Okay, but the whole Valentine's Day thing is a... corporate thing.
Exactly.
Like, well, you're missing the point. It's a day, like, set aside for romance. It's a day set aside for that, to, like, to make an excuse for it. That's admirable.
I'm not saying I would be upset if somebody had flowers sent to my work or took me to dinner or something, but
I've done all that stuff. No big deal.
Yeah. I would enjoy things like that on Valentine's Day, but I feel like so many men have made that the only day that they go out of their way.
I've got a sad story for you. I was talking to a girl I work with tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A lady, sorry, not a girl. I said something about Valentine's Day and I don't have money to buy my poor wife, some stuff, right? And she says, you know, my husband of 10 years, they're divorced now. She said, never once for Christmas, birthday, Valentine's Day, anniversary, ever bought her anything. Never once. Never once. What do you think about that?
That's intense. She shouldn't have been with him. She shouldn't have married somebody like that.
He's a drunk. He's a terrible man. He's constantly telling her he's going to kill himself to keep her around.
That's awesome. Yeah. People like that are idiots.
She's cool.
Set it free.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
That's all you ever have to do.
If I was in a relationship, I wouldn't want to do something on Valentine's Day.
Are you sure this isn't like sour grapes and jaded bitterness
just feel... you don't have anyone?
No, I get her point. I made that point like one time,
you're
too.
You're both single.
No. Hey, let me explain.
Let's go on a hot date.
Go ahead.
Years ago, I had to come back up here. My friend Daniel. You remember the story, Daniel? This is hilarious.
We need to stop
talking about Daniel. Screw
you,
Daniel.
No, this is a story about Daniel.
I don't know Daniel.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nice glasses. He's a delightful guy.
He's a fantastic feller. He's a nihilist. I don't know if he's still a nihilist. I think he's in love now, so he probably isn't a nihilist. Or he's a specific situationalist nihilist. Anyway, so he's taking me to the Ontario airport because I have to
come. Beautiful city, Ontario.
Yeah, it's like nothing but like giant lots of cars. Yeah. I always loved leaving Riverside to come back here.
Riverside is awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. But 4 years, what do you know? Had my own place, nothing entertaining ever happened down there, though.
Hoes dropping by
every
night?
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Tapping that ass?
I have trouble saying that things definitely are no because I'm ambiguous sometimes. Which I know makes Daniel unhappy. No,
screw you, Daniel.
Anyway, so before dropping me off at the airport, it's Valentine's Day. I'm coming home because I have to take some test for an EMT thing or something back when I was still certified for that. And he goes by this Ontario Mall to get some crap for his
Ontario
girlfriend.
Ontario Mall is cool. I've been there many times.
Yeah.
Crap for his girlfriend.
And so basically, long story short, I'm standing around with him tapping my feet, wanting to, nervous because I'm flying home and all, you're always nervous before you fly.
Nervous.
And more so because we're in one of these like places that's got like all kinds of scented goop and crap like that. And he's walking around. And so at a certain point, you know how when you're
it
in,
exacerbates the
when you're in
anxiety.
Uncomfortable situations, you just kind of separate yourself and you're like, now I'm just going to make fun of this. Now I'm just this is just material for potential future comedic stories.
Let me in with your craziness.
Sorry.
You know how you do? You know how you kill hookers when you're upset? Well, yeah,
because that's what I was saying. Really, I was talking
similar.
About,
similar.
And I was like, you know what? What's the point of this? This is dumb. Why don't you just do nice things for people like when you want to or whatever? You know, like you're saying, just be sweet and romantic. You know, actions speak louder than words. All that other stuff. And he's like, yeah, that's true. But still, it's kind of like this is just the holiday that points that out, So you have at least one day that's allocated to doing that. And I kind of had to yield to that. I was like, yeah, okay, you know what, you're right.
I don't see how it makes it, any worse.
It doesn't cheapen any other nice thing.
Because it's set aside for that. And it's a day, committed to that. And I think it's good. I've never had a problem with it. And that was even before I had any number of my thousands of girlfriends that I had.
Right.
Two.
That's a depressing thought. Can we reflect on that?
That's depressing to you.
I don't think that's actually not depressing.
I had one of them, until I met Kristen, almost, and then I got with her, then I married her.
Just steam trained on through.
I guess it just depresses me.
Since I was 17, I've never not had a girlfriend, almost.
Really?
And out of two girls, yeah.
There you go. Solitude, man.
What is solitude?
There's solitude and there's companionship. You can learn different things from both.
You can.
I appreciate solitude, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
It makes me think of lone animals living in the wild. Like a manatee.
No, manatees, you don't want to be a manatee as a male. The females
really
eat the
dick horns.
But the female male after they mate.
A manatee?
You're freaking kidding
me. Oh, sorry. No, I'm thinking of praying mantis.
That's hilarious.
For some manatee? Reason, you said manatee.
I was going to say, that's got to be a huge manatee.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
The male's got to be the weirdest.
Dude, I would pay real cash money to see that.
Male manatees weigh like so 4,000
pounds. Manatees are precious.
I'd pay even more to see a giant praying mantis eat a manatee, though.
Hey, Ian.
What's up?
You never said what your least favorite animal movie is.
That's true. You know, I mean, I'd have trouble counting those Disney movies because, like, they're only about animals, and they're just about yammering animals
really
being
are.
Stupid, and well, I haven't watched so many of them.
You sound really negative about Disney movies right now.
A lot of them are pretty crappy. I mean, I like... Lady and the Tramp's an alright film.
Lady and the Tramp is okay. You don't like Robin Hood? You don't like...
Robin Hood I like.
Sword in the Stone?
Those are all awesome. Those are all, like, it doesn't even matter that they're animals. The Jungle Book you talked about...
Robin Hood matters that they're animals. It's anthropomorphic. It's like...
Yeah, it's weird. But I actually own that.
It's a furry
movie. I owned a whole bunch of those kinds of movies when I was a kid, and I watched them all the time. I liked them.
We're going to Taco Bell. I guess that takes it.
Worn out.
Yeah, Ian's driving us to Taco Bell.
Yay!
Daniel.
With the
Does he listen to this?
I think he might be.
Yeah. Hey, who's Tom?
Tom is this guy from England.
Why'd he start listening?
He just did, because we're out there, man. We're on iTunes now.
Hi, Tom.
With the explicit. Oh, that's right. I'm going to swear a lot. Okay, so...
So this fucking donkey walks up to a fucking horse and this
shut
fucking
up, shut
dog.
Shut up.
You're a strange guy.
He's not strange. He's practical.
I'm both.
Practically strange.
I'm different. I'm sorry.
What does that make me, Rachel?
A loser.
Okay, yeah, so we're explicit because I wish they had a middle ground on iTunes.
Like nearly explicit?
No, like PG-13. You know what I mean? It's like swear a little bit. It's just like you're clean or you're explicit.
So
and explicit is all red.
What did you give them so that you were ranked explicit?
I did. You choose it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have to edit
out every
swear.
This wouldn't have been
stuff.
Explicit except for the fact that every once in a while you say the F word. Or the fact
you say it some. Or you. Or what about the constant Walmack quotes?
I said Valentine's Day can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I know. Ooh,
here's the thing. I have a moral problem with myself cussing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know.
You should probably edit that out. The problem, I think, is that you...
Basically, I just don't want to have to...
One day I went to your website to the feudal title.
Oh, yeah, I added that thing because I thought that was how you had to do that.
Oh,
I took it off because
I thought
maybe
they did it to you.
No, no.
It
phrases
it
like that,
because of the sexually explicit one that you did with Flawley and Daniel.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even listen to.
Well, that was the two-part one. I added the adult content.
I listened to
it. It was all about female perversion and French movies. They sounded...
You don't have nearly as many quarters as you once promised.
I do. They're just hard to find in this pile of pennies.
There's only three in this one. That's not a dollar.
That's why it wasn't over here with the dollar.
I'm sorry.
Don't throw me off, dude.
I apologize.
That's it. I'm pulling out the nickels, too. Taco Bell's going to have to deal with it.
I'm going to have more fantastic stuff to...
You realize that if Ian drives us, he's going to have to hand all these change things to the clerk? What do you say?
He doesn't mind.
Something like that.
Why is that a problem? I don't understand.
Well, because he'll be embarrassed to hand over $8
in
nickels to...
Ian's not that shallow.
Yes, he is.
Like,
he's totally shallow. Aren't you shallow?
Look at me. Do I look like I'm a shallow guy?
You're all about image, my friend.
I know.
All about image.
Cool.
Now, you just like the cuteness of animals?
No. I enjoy learning about the way that they survive out there.
Here, let's...
Well, it's easy. Either they survive or they don't. And those who survive have kids.
Yeah, but how do they survive?
Didn't we already talk about this? It has to do with...
What is it that certain species are doing to have made it, like the crocodile, since the prehistoric age?
They get to go underwater when, meteors hit the earth and stuff. That's what happens.
They let it all blow over and then they surface.
They come back up. They're like, everything's changed.
But the thing
what
is
am I
like,
gonna
crocodiles...
I guess I'll eat that thing.